Hollywood is looking for an actor to fill some very large shoes. The role of Christopher Wallace, better known as rapper Biggie Smalls, the notorious B.I.G.
Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool because I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good.
Biggie was killed in a drive-by shooting 10 years ago. Producers have been trying to put his life story on the screen ever since, but they've faced some setbacks, including finding an actor who weighs more than 300 pounds and can rap. So they headed to New York City this weekend for an open casting call, and NPR's Robert Smith stopped by.
Tank Nitty from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, is at the very front of the audition line and is already in character.
If it ain't about money, I don't want to talk. If it ain't about a network, a town I could put work, I don't want to discuss nothing at all.
Tank never even glances back at the 50 or so men behind him in line, even though they look just like him. The same rotund silhouette, the same thug scowl, and the dark sunglasses.
Mama says she stripped teeth, get your change.
But the other Biggie wannabes are all watching him rap. Behind him, Kenny Williams from the Bronx says he won't be giving away his skills for free.
I say that for the audition. Too many Biggies out here.
Oh, you don't want him to steal your style?
Oh, no doubt.
I pull out my camera, and he gives me the Biggie Smalls glare.
I don't never smile. Life's too serious.
Oh, come on. You're smiling now. You can barely keep it down.
But yeah, you got me.
It's not easy keeping up the face of a legend. 10 years after his death, Biggie Smalls is still a monumental figure in the hip-hop world. Part of it was dying young, 24 years old, with only a couple of albums out. But the men here say it's more than that. Jermaine Hopkins from Philly says Biggie opened up the game for men of his size.
He was a real strong influence on hip-hop, especially for us big guys, big dark-skinned dudes. He made us like, we the star.
And then there was Biggie's loose, easy style of rapping, often imitated, if not quite equaled among this group.
Cool, I'm good to go, you know, check. Crew records, we all over the globe. That's about us, any half, I get dope.
He calls himself Atomic Bomb. Fat, fly, and sexy, he says, just like B.I.G.
Pretty much your swagger, your style, your delivery. You got to be confident.
Most of the people here are in T-shirts or tracksuits, but I see one gentleman who is rocking a very, very fine suit. Sir, what's your name?
Ray Luisma.
Luisma didn't want to show off Biggie as a thug. Others here may admire the street-savvy Biggie, the former drug dealer turned famous.
Exactly. That was only a small part of him. He had bigger and broader things out there.
So you're, by dressing up like this, you're sort of the dream of Biggie.
Exactly, because it was all a dream when it came to Biggie, you know?
Luisma started to smile, then quickly put back on a serious face. He says he practiced the look for hours in the mirror, and he wasn't going to let it drop before the audition. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
And you can get a look at some of the Biggie wannabes and hear more of them do their impressions at our website, npr.org.